Welcome
back
to
the Goons
Podcast.
Cast.
Colonel Sanders.
That was awesome.
I don't know. Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. I'm your co-host.
I'm also your co-host.
I'm not contributing to this bit.
Have you guys had a good week?
I'm the host, I guess.
I'm still not contributing this. Anyway, I'm going to answer Soup's question. Yeah, my week has been okay.
What have you guys been up to outside of the YouTube realm?
Yeah, honestly, mostly RuneScape. Yeah.
RuneScape and jagging off.
Yeah, sometimes I like go for a walk and then go back to that other
thing. Did you do
anything
cool for your birthday, Blarg?
I edited a YouTube video, and then I went to my friend's studio, and that was it.
Sweet.
How about you? What'd you do?
You edited a video for your birthday.
Well, I needed to upload.
Was it a present for you or what? You get money from it, so I guess yeah.
Yeah, present was insane. Like,
just had dinner with my family. Nothing too crazy, you know.
Damn, we're getting old.
Yeah.
We had birthdays back then. We're just like,
I was like, fuck, man, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. You guys actually like when you were seven.
I was gonna say like when
18.
You guys were little, did you guys ever have any like super cool birthday parties? Like, did you guys ever do anything sick for them?
I had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. My parents never wanted to because they hated everything about Chuck E. Cheese, and I'd go there and I was like, "This is sick." And then after the age of like 14, I went back to a Chuck E. Cheese, and I was like, "This place
there
is
are not
awful.
Enough bombs in this establishment."
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what they said. And then my dad just whipped his turban on the ground. And
not or enough sand on pizza. Don't like it. Flavor, not explosive. Not
dude, I remember being young and like Chuck E. Cheese pizza was like the best. And I try it now and it's just like, I
don't really try like, it now. You got like Uber Eats Chuck E. Cheese
well, like,
pizza?
A couple years ago, I had
just
like
goes
a,
in there and eats.
I had to go to a birthday for a child and I ate it and it was fucking nasty.
I heard a rumor that they go around and pick up like off the tables the uneaten slices and just like reheat them.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah,
really? I would 100% believe that.
Like people would find like bubble gum just smashed into
yeah. There
the
was
cheese.
Like a conspiracy theory where somebody would get a pizza and they would like it would be a whole pizza, but the slices were like
yeah,
either
be like
one slice would be like short,
be Frankensteined yeah. onto the
or like the pepperoni cut wouldn't match up with the next pepperoni cut. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yep.
But the
God,
thing
I
is,
like,
that
there's a conspiracy
that.
For that.
That could totally just be somebody, like, doing that, like, themselves, and then, like, taking a video and be like, oh my God, you're Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, just to frame Chuck
yeah,
E. Cheese.
Who, yeah, but
yeah.
who hates
fuck that mouse!
Who hates Chuck E. Cheese enough to, like, make a conspiracy?
Honestly,
fucking probably vegans. It was probably PETA.
Yeah, it probably was.
PETA went to Chuck E. Cheese and ruined a pizza, guys. There you have it.
Would you be surprised if that was a headline, though, Blarg?
No, they fucking
exactly.
blocked me on Twitter because I replied with a hot dog. Nothing surprises
exactly.
me from them anymore.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck PETA.
Yeah, all right.
Fuck
that's,
PETA, motherfucker.
Fuck PETA Griffin.
Come at the goons, motherfucker. We fuck you up, PETA. Fuck you.
I hope he gets sued by PETA.
Why? For, like, slander?
I'm just going to call Lois.
You are really trying to make that PETA bit work, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to dip in. Kiss my ass, Canadian.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about today on this your podcast arenas?
Well, I asked you guys.
I
want to
know the cool birthday
anything,
parties.
Yeah, I asked you guys if you did anything cool for your birthdays when you were a kid. Like, do you have any epic birthday parties? Or were they like, you know.
Mine were usually Halloween themed. Like, I had like costume parties and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. I always wanted that, but my parents never let me. I don't know why. They're always like, no, you can't have your birthday on Halloween. I was like, fuck you, Mom. I want my birthday on Halloween. It's 2 days away.
Yeah, maybe all Canadians aren't nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Do they apologize, though?
Yeah. No.
They say sorry.
That's all that matters. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I didn't have much friends growing up, so I don't know if it did
make sense.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, not surprising.
Checks out. Honestly,
literally after I graduated high school, like my entire friend group moved out of the state. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, that kind of happens when you
they all just got together and we're just like, yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Gotta get the fuck away from this guy.
Let's get away from this guy that wiped his ass on the side of a building, bro.
They all have footage of you doing that. I had to get the hell away from you.
That is cursed. I think my coolest, I had the most Canadian birthday ever. So my dad, before he like, what he did before this, he had a chain of grocery stores. But before that, he had like basically traded like hockey photos and jerseys and shit. He knew a ton of hockey players and stuff. So I think it was like my 11th or 12th birthday. He like rented the ice for me and all my friends, and fucking Gordie Howe showed up, which is like, I don't know if you guys know who that is. He is like literally one of the most
famous.
Tom
Brady of hockey.
Yeah, literally like one of the most famous hockey players that has ever played just showed up.
His name's Gordie.
He's just skating circles around all the 12-year-olds, just deking through our legs, just all just breaking ankles all over the place. Didn't even like slow
Isn't
down.
Isn't fighting
for us.
Okay in hockey? What if you just like deck on your kids or something?
Just like this 65-year-old dude just throws down with an 11-year-old.
Just beats you with a stick. I mean, honestly, that's like really, what do you call it? Submersive?
Immersive?
Immersive, yeah.
Immersive? Oh.
It's really like when you're
it's
in
really
a pool
a submarine,
and you go in water.
Honestly, yeah.
that was a cool ass birthday. Enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that is cool. That's I never had any celebrities at my birthday parties besides me, so.
Wow, yeah, where's that YouTuber ego?
I feel like the only like birthdays I had was just like going to like a pizza place or something. Like I never really like had like a big party or anything. Other than like when you're a kid,
really
like you have family
come
over and give you like, yeah, me neither.
I don't like parties where I'm the center for like focus.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is weird because I feel like in our job we're like supposed to be the spotlight or something.
When we record, we want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
So right. By doing that, all four of us talk over each other.
That's the only time I want to be center of attention. Than a video.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's different because like our job pays us. We're like. Actually, birthdays pay, I guess. People come over
True.
And they're like, kinda, hey, you didn't die last year, so here's $100.
But you get paid regardless at a birthday. You know what I mean? Like, you just being there. So
yeah, I guess you get, like, free cake and hot dog. Did you guys ever have, like, when you were kids, was there always one kid that came to your birthday just always threw up hot dog guts everywhere?
No.
I feel like every year, no matter what we did, some fucking kid that I barely knew that my mom would invite would show up to my birthday, eat like 17 hot dogs, and just fucking puke and go home. There
this
is always
a Canadian thing.
There is always, yeah. I don't know, maybe other Canadians in the comment, all four of us that are listening to the podcast. If you guys ever had a kid show up, throw up hot dogs, and leave, leave
y'all
a comment.
Can't hold down y'all's glizzies like us Americans can.
Yeah. you guys just dip it in water and shove it right down your throat. You
we have hot dog eating contests.
Yeah, that's, dude, I watched one of those. They're nasty. They literally dip the whole bun and hot dog in water and just shove it down their esophagus. Not even any chewing. Because
it helps the bread go down. That's the worst part about it.
The fact that you have to say helps the bread go down is fucked. Like, you should never be seeing food as something that just goes down.
Just like goes down. Yeah.
That is so fucked.
I don't get how those guys do that because a lot of those professional eaters are small dudes. They're not like omega fat
like
or
Matt
anything.
Stoney, he's like fucking
Matt Stoney,
like 150 pounds.
He's 120
really?
Pounds actually.
Oh,
he's, like,
really?
He's like shorter
after
than
hot
me.
Dogs.
Damn, yeah, he must be really short if he's 120.
You think they enjoy like regular meals? You think they eat like hot dogs?
Yeah, dude, I wonder what they eat off,
no way.
Off contest.
They just eat wooden hot dogs just for training. They don't want all the hot dog calories.
You think they train by like tying a string around like a broomstick handle and just shoving it down their esophagus?
Or just dating a guy named Jerome?
That train that way.
Do you think Badlands Chugs ever just like drinks a 16-ounce glass of water?
No.
Yeah,
absolutely
fucking,
not.
No. Eat 17 pounds of greens. Absolutely.
I think,
never
I
done
think
that.
His channel's just documenting his meals. I think that's all it is.
Hey, that's smart, though. He can write off all his meals.
His channel's just documenting his fucking decline into diabetes.
Could you imagine if he got audited? Because they're just like, there's no way this dude spent $300 on McDonald's.
Dude, that'd be and so then, easy for him. You just have to send his videos in.
That, like, the IRS knocks on his door, and they're like, yeah, we need some proof of this. And then he just shows a video of him shoving a fucking
Big Mac.
He's,
like, sitting
on
his computer, all standing right behind him, just watching him, like, fucking...
I'll just do it for you live.
And then they're like, yeah, this is all edited and fake. You're going to have to prove it.
Dude, I would actually love to be there in person. Can you imagine all the sounds that would be happening? He needs an ASMR mic.
Dude, I would so be down to be a part of a Badlands Chugs video.
I know.
That'd be incredible.
I want to stand in front of him when he lets out the burp and just be like thrown back.
Dude, you know what you could do? You could be like his little Roomba, that all the food that misses his mouth or like falls off his lips, you could just catch and eat.
You could be his napkin, be his personal napkin, just lick it off. His
crumbs little, off. No, just dude just me like up and just wipe with my whole body.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude just sits on his lap like one of the napkins you put over your lap at a nice restaurant, like dude just tails there. Chris.
Yeah, dude, you should definitely get that Lance Chugs on a video, man.
Dude, that'd be
incredible. Get him on the podcast.
I would love that.
Dude, I would be
special
down.
Guest. I'll watch that Lance Chugs.
We wouldn't have to pay him. We just have to give him like 86 Big Macs or something.
Dude, I'll watch that man brush his teeth and chug orange juice, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's when I knew that motherfucker was serious.
I haven't seen that.
He's hard. Hard as fuck.
Yeah, that is.
That's street cred right there.
Yeah, he is braver than the Marines. Easily.
Easily. Oh, initiation.
We need to send him to the Middle East.
Badlands Chugs is braver than the Marines.
Absolutely. Put him on SEAL
Team
6. The
real veteran.
Have him burst through your door, SEAL Team 6. He ate Osama. All right, anyway.
Anyway, what were the topics that we had?
Yeah. We were talking about birthday parties.
I don't know how we got onto Badlands Chugs eating Osama bin Laden.
Because we're the fucking goons, baby. That's what we do. We're fucking
goons. Did you freeze? Did your hard drive skip there?
No, that was all the listeners' internet.
Like Discord.
Blame
that. Was your guys' fault.
All right.
It went away. Fuck! I hate when that happens.
It's because you announced it.
Yeah.
Anytime you announce you have to sneeze or anything, it goes away.
I have to shit.
Yep.
It gets shy. I have to diarrhea. I have to diarrhea right now.
And it doesn't work for the diarrhea. Just shit your pants.
Bro, already we got onto shit again.
Hey,
it's been 15 minutes. It's been 15 minutes. We should just have a counter every time. One counter to see how long we've been recording, and one timer to see like how long it's been since we brought up shit.
Yeah. It took us 15 minutes. Have you guys ever had food poisoning? I've never had food poisoning.
Oh, I have.
I had it in Cuba for a day, and then I just ate a fuck ton of bread, and I was better. But dude, I saw it coming. I was like, I've been to a lot of nice resorts there, but then last year was like, I don't know, it's still a nice resort, but it was just like not as nice as the other ones. And they literally had a bucket of raw chicken, pork, and steak just next to each other. Just like touching, all raw. And
that's
sanitary. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to risk it all and eat a pork chop. And I shouldn't have done that. Because I was dying. And then the next day, I was
fine. Chop?
No, it was cooked. Yeah, I just ate one out of the bucket. No, she cooked it in front of me, put this little sauce on it, and it tasted fine. But after like half an hour, I was like, that wasn't it. So I was just like fucking puking and exploding.
Yeah, I don't know in what world do some people think that raw meat doesn't need to be refrigerated?
Cuba.
Who thinks that?
Cuba, I guess the whole fucking country of Cuba.
Everyone.
Do people really think that? Is there...
No, I don't think there's actually anybody. Like
because they didn't have refrigerators back in the day. They just like covered them in salt,
packed them in salt. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Which I mean, a lot of people still do. Like, just
I know if you live in like a cold, if you live in a cold area where it snows, you can like tuck it under the snow.
We used to always do that with like Christmas leftovers. We used to literally just go drop it in the snow. Just like put it in a grocery bag and put it in the snow. There should be like a grocery bag of mashed potatoes in the snow.
It freezes, so.
It's fucking.
You just have to remember where you buried it.
You don't fucking bury it under 8 feet.
Mark it on
snow.
A map.
Yeah,
the leftovers are over here, laddie.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing the gun. I gotta go get the leftovers. Like fucking walking out 8 miles to go get them. No, we put them in the backyard.
It's like 20 miles away in a different town.
I'll be back in the spring. Like,
hey, you gotta make sure the neighbors don't dig up your leftover chicken.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you ever had any neighbors like steal your leftovers?
No.
They're like walking down the road, they just see a turkey leg, just pick it up.
Yeah, imagine you're just walking in the snow and you step in like mashed potatoes buried under the snow
in the fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, just a whole ass turkey.
Would you eat it? Would you
probably
take it?
Not.
I would. What the fuck?
Finders keepers, losers.
Yeah. You're telling me a free cooked turkey just sitting in the snow?
Okay, but what about a free uncooked turkey sitting in the snow?
Okay, I don't know about that.
Dude, I see turkeys all the time. They walk around everywhere here. Yeah, I didn't even know
you meant like frozen ones in the snow.
Yeah. Like fucking landmines. They're all down on the
street. They're all down on the street.
No, just live ass turkeys walking around here. I didn't know we had live them until I was like 15, and then I feel like once I turned 15, I now had this vision where I could see turkeys, like they were just hidden from view. For the first 15 years of my life, but now I literally see
your third eye.
Yeah, just my turkey vision. You just fucking it's like fucking a perk around
from
everywhere.
Call of Duty. You just see him through like walls. Yeah, and trees. Yeah,
I just had a fucking turkey gobble gum. Like I just
infrared turkey vision.
That'd actually be amazing. Like as a hunter, that would be like perfect.
True.
You can see a turkey from like 8 miles away.
Well, that you don't even cheating. Need that kind of vision to come see turkeys here. You fucking walk outside the front door and they're just staring at you.
Are you legally allowed to like just like kill him, like shoot him?
I don't think anybody's gonna stop you from shooting a turkey in the fucking face.
I
know, like,
aren't turkeys like really annoying?
I don't know. Probably they just kind of they just yell and run. They make like weird turkey yells.
I heard turkeys are really like intrusive. Like they'll come onto your lawn and like eat your fucking plants and shit.
I've never had one come onto my kids. Like lawn, but I mean, there's some that like. So there's a golf course somewhat near me, and there's like train tracks that lead to that golf course. And if you walk down the train tracks, you just see them all herding into the golf course, eating all the things and leaving. So I guess,
dude, I would grab it by this little red guck guck thingy,
chunk it, helicopter it,
smashing the other turkeys with it, using it as like a turkey mace, just beating the shit out of the turkeys.
That reminds me of that meme, like, I'm going to hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. Yeah. This guy just, like, hitting a person with another person.
I've always wanted to do that with geese. I fucking hate geese, bro. They are, I don't know why they're
geese
Canada's national. Dude, I don't know why they're a national animal. Because, like, they are the opposite of what Canadians are. Yeah, if you purposely kill or hunt a goose, you like, it's a felony charge.
Damn.
Like, they don't fuck around.
We hunt geese over here all the time.
So yeah, you have, good. Like, keep geese it down. Poachers?
Like, yeah, literally just, like, people stopping them from killing geese. But you don't get in trouble if you, like, kill on an accident, obviously. And when I used to work at the golf course, this dude was, like, lining up for a drive. And he smashed the ball right as a fucking goose flew by. And it hit it in the neck. And its neck just, like, snapped while it was in the air, and it just dive-bombed into the road and exploded. Dude, he was fucking intense.
That's so metal.
Tiger Woods who?
Yeah, literally.
Tiger Goose.
Goose Woods.
Goose Woods.
There it is.
It's a different animal now.
Goose Wood.
It's like a Snoop Dogg rebrand from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion, Tiger Woods to Goose Woods.
I couldn't imagine anyone ever getting arrested for like killing a goose. That like,
I know, like, a cop pulls you over
and like opens your trunk and there's just like just 20
dude,
dead geese. Like,
you just go to prison. I've never wanted to harm an animal, but there's been so many times where I've just wanted to take a bat to their long stupid neck. Like, I fucking hate... I have a scar on my kneecap because I tried to feed one bread when I was a kid, and it literally tore a hole into my kneecap with its little beak.
Oh, my God.
They're not nice.
Geese have teeth, don't they?
They have, like, serrated beaks. They're like
sharp, yeah.
They're like bread knives. You know how, like, bread knives have, like, the little cuts in them? Like, they're serrated? It's like that. Like, there's a huge scar on my knee because it literally just ripped out, like, a chunk, like, an inch long, chunk of skin from my kneecap. It's fucking nasty. Yeah, so
that does
fuck
sound very gross.
That's a stance.
Is that going to be the theme of this podcast?
Yeah, fuck
geese.
Literally, fuck geese.
Number 16. Geese
very
fucking
patriotic
suck.
Of you.
Fuck geese. Sand down their beak and their nature's fleshlight.
Alright. Never thought of it that way.
Wow.
No, I think frogs
some good
take
ideas.
I think frogs take that. Mm. That video of the monkey fucking the shit out of a frog's mouth.
A frog mouth? Yeah, I've seen that.
You ever seen that? That's a good video. And there's, like, kids watching.
I seen a video on Twitter one time of a guy fucking a fish mouth.
All right, I've seen none of this. I don't know what's happening.
I think you should have kept that
it was
to yourself.
Very, very fucking disturbing. Like, when I first watched it, I was like, okay, he's just, like, holding a fish. But he's, like, standing in, like waist-high water, and he's just, like, fucking a fish mouth.
Did the fish like
so disturbing?
Did Country the fish boys look like do. It was into it? Like, was the fish like moaning?
It was just a farmers only meetup.
Farmers only orgy.
Except we don't fuck each other. Just the fish in the river.
Fish, yeah.
I just want to
just a big old river trout. Well,
the weird thing is, it wasn't just him doing it. There was like two other guys around him, like laughing. And he's just like fucking a fish mouth. Like, yeah.
Three people thought that that was an okay idea.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and one of them thought it was a good idea to record it and put it on the internet.
What the fuck? That is so weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fish like worms. So.
I mean, I can't imagine the fish, like, really, because fish don't really have, like,
a brain. They just kind of just have. Yeah, they kind of just have no idea. Dumb little
fish,
I'm going to
mouth fuck you.
Hey, so the fish is just idiot. Like, and it's just like doesn't even know what it's doing. It's just
getting fucking gurgled down. It should have been a puffer fish. You know those things, little beaks. I think they're called beaks on fish still, but yeah, apparently they're like as powerful as bolt cutters. So don't use puffer fish as a fleshlight. Fun fact.
That's
of the day.
Just a good PSA.
Or
yeah,
a baseball.
Honestly, that's good consumer advice. Wait, what?
Don't say we never taught you nothing.
Don't use them as a stress ball either. As a matter of fact, don't use any pufferfish as any kind of ball. Because it will not work out in your favor. Don't try and dunk a fucking pufferfish.
Get a three-pointer with an inflated pufferfish.
Carrot.
I want to play dodgeball with pufferfish only.
I feel like we're just talking about puffer right now.
I would use puffer as a fleshlight. I would use big puffer as a fleshlight.
Oh, 100%.
I'll put that on the books. We should have had him on. I wonder if he did anything for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. He has the same birthday as you guys, too.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
All three of us. And we've always managed to avoid having or being with each other during that. Like, I think last year we were close with TwitchCon. But.
Yeah, and then mine and Dude's birthday is like two days apart, right?
Really? Yeah. We should just have a big goons orgy, maybe. You know.
Is your birthday before mine or is it after?
I don't really talk about my birthday.
Why? So, what, you think somebody's going to find your identity within your birthday?
I don't really talk
about my toenail color. Somebody might figure me out, you know?
I bet yours is so yellow.
Those are two vastly different.
McNasty, I bet your toenail looks like Homer Simpson's head. I bet your shit nasty. I don't know, bro. I just can't imagine you kind of being the person to be like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure all down there is clean, you know? I don't know. That's just how I picture. Yeah, it's just. I mean, I don't
it's
know.
Not mean it's if
just,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't even denied it. That's what's making me further believe this.
No response at all.
I'm just trying to understand why you just like automatically assume that.
Well, I don't know. I've seen Dew's feet too many times because he always takes weird Snapchats of them or puts them in videos.
It's always an accident too.
Or is it?
No, it's never is. Like it's like he's trying to sneak it in there, like trying to low key promote his like OnlyFans.
Yeah, my feet OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember you took a picture of like that peanut butter bread and like your whole foot.
Yep. Yeah, you put it in the chat. That I just no remember accident. Everyone.
Did you guys ever see like that eBay post where the guy was like trying to sell a pair of shoes and his dick was just in the picture or whatever? He's like, he's like holding the shoe, taking a picture, and his just cock is hanging out.
I don't think so.
Why would you be that. Naked? When
or
you
it might have been on Craigslist or something, but yeah, his just whole dick is out.
I remember seeing, have you seen that video of that kid that's like recording his TV and he's like playing Xbox and the TV turns off or goes to like a black screen and it's just like him in his underwear sitting on his bed. He's all, oh, and he moves away.
I think one of the funniest ones, this dude's emailing HP support and he's like, my laptop won't turn on. And they asked for a picture and he just took his pants off, took a picture of it. And you just see his cock in the screen like, perfectly. It's so
dude, the Zoom shit when that was first happening and people like didn't know to like mute their audio or like turn off their webcam or something. There was like this video of this one girl, like she just straight up took her laptop into the bathroom and started pissing.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
Just hear it.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that one around on Twitter. I remember one of my friends was watching like this like 7-minute compilation of people just like farting on Zoom calls on accident. Like they thought their mic was muted and you just seemed like lift their leg and just fucking rip at it.
Whenever
everyone
I was doing,
would just talk over it like they didn't hear.
Whenever I was doing one of my like TikTok streams that I do, there was this TikTok of this old man talking about his dead wife.
Okay, where's
he's
this
just
going?
Like he was just like
oh, yeah, the, I've seen that.
And
yeah.
He just fucking rips ass and just didn't even realize. Like, yeah, this is my wife, she's been dead. Thank you, Dick Doc.
It's like a big fart, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dick Doc.
How do you just not notice that?
Didn't you do that on one of your second channel videos? I think that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
How do you just not notice that slipping out of your ass? Like,
when your butthole is wide enough, you just don't know.
He's like 70, has a dead wife. He's not gonna be dating. He doesn't give a fuck.
You never know. My grandpa has a girlfriend.
You make a TikTok of that. Like, yeah, you just TikTok my dead wife.
Like, it's like a shrine of his dead wife.
Surely he like listened to it back once before putting it up too, right? Like, he had to have heard that.
Well. He got put into a compilation, so.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Compilation.
Compile chicken.
Compile chicken.
Compilation.
Compile.
So, anyway, those topics.
Oh, yeah.
Those toppings.
I'm getting these from our comment section, so if you guys have any more topics that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to leave them in the comment to this video.
If you guys have any extra toppings you want to give us,
then it's going to be $3 extra per topping.
I think I'm going to get my pizza elsewhere. Anyway,
you ever been to a place and like the difference between a one topping and a three topping is like $6?
Yeah.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No. It's like, oh, can I get onions on that?
$7.99.
Ew.
Like black olives.
Onion pizza?
Like, I want olives, and it's just like the total of 4 olives sliced up on a pizza.
Right.
And it's like an extra $3.
I feel like that's the only good thing I have going for where I live. Our pizza is actually fucking top tier. Like, it is fantastic, and it's super cheap. Like, you spend, like, $30, and you got food for a month. Like, it's fucking insane. I love
Do you ever go to... Do you have Papa Murphy's where you live?
No.
Like, it's like a pizza that you buy.
We don't have any chains. We don't have that. I was gonna say, but, like, we don't even really have any, like, successful chains here. They all get driven out by, like... local business, which is
Papa
actually
Greg.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic because like the locals pizza is just so much better than like fucking Domino's and shit. So
Domino's is good. I will not take any slander.
Oh, what?
Domino's is good
Domino's
now. When they change their recipe,
is not good.
Pizza Hut is not good.
I didn't mean
good.
To start this. No, like when you I don't think anybody's ever said Pizza Hut is good.
Well, when you only have a few options like Domino's
tastes
Hut,
like
you,
cat
you take...
food on bread. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It used to back before they changed the recipe
like,
and stuff
had,
up, but now
I had
it's
Domino's
pretty
like
nasty.
A year ago.
You're a little fucking uppity bitch. So.
Yeah, I bet you Steve
you're,
I touched that
I don't
pizza
like
you
Domino's?
Love it.
No, because you're always just like
how many? How much? I want people to comment right now how they feel about Domino's.
If the pizza isn't like gold drip.
If
like
Steve
pizza,
I didn't spit on
I'm
it,
sorry
it's not
that,
very
I, that I have a want for better
for,
flavoring
for
than
Ibanez next on
produced.
Your pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
My pizza don't have an Ibanez neck.
Is there such a problem with
Amazon
not,
beef sticks?
With not being content with like the base flavor of something?
Yes. Amazon beef sticks.
Okay, I haven't had an Amazon beef stick in well over a year, so also
I'm proud
a monster.
Of you.
No, that's good. That's your. You've probably delayed the colon cancer by a couple months by not eating.
I literally only ate that for like this, like 3 months. After like 3 months, I was like, "These are fucking gross."
I think that was the worst. I think that was the worst.
It took you 3 months to figure
had.
Out something was gross.
Worst McNasty era.
I explained this on the
podcast.
I
ate dog shit for 3 months and never
realized.
You know,
dog shit probably ain't that good for you.
I explained on the last podcast why I ate those because I was on keto and there's not a lot of snacks you can eat on keto, so I was eating those.
Beef.
Okay. Anyway, fuck Earthworms. Pizza Hut.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah. Okay. Papa John's is good. Domino's is good.
Domino's
Bing
is
bong,
fucking terrible.
Bing bong. Your opinion is now wrong. Asks, what was the weirdest thing you've witnessed not in game? So in real life, just some weird
one time
shit
I was
you've
playing
witnessed.
This video game.
No. See, he actually specifically mentioned not game wise.
The weirdest thing I experienced.
That's a tough one. I feel like it's going to take me a minute to think of something.
Yeah,
there. I feel the main ones that come to my head are like Toronto crackheads. Like Toronto is the LA of Canada, so it's like you got like the nice affluent people, and then like the artsy people, and then crackheads. So sometimes if you walk around, you know, late, you bump into the crackheads.
There's an area of town where I live at where like. It's like it's ghetto, and then almost immediately, like nice area.
Yeah,
and
that's. Like, I mean, that's
trashy
that's almost,
people start to bleed into the nice
yeah,
area.
Yeah, that's almost every big city though. Like even like L.A. is very much like that. Like you go from like
yeah,
literally a place with spray paint and garbage pails on fire, and then one block later, and you're in like Hollywood fucking Hills. It's insane.
Well, there's some like there's some areas where like it'll gradually go into like, you know, upper middle class and then like higher end. But this is just like just trash ghetto and then one street over, boom, like really nice high end, you know, stores and stuff.
Whoa.
Are you okay?
You just put a hex on me. What was that?
That was a lot of energy just dispelled there.
That was almost Arab in a way.
I had a doo-doo. I'm sorry.
That was not Arab. Shut up.
I just poo-pooed.
That was Arab.
I think I said this on a podcast before, but when I was in elementary school, it's something that has scarred me. But I walked in, like I had never been to a public bathroom at school or whatever because I was too scared to. And then the first time, I couldn't hold my piss anymore. So I was like, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. I walked in, and I think it was like when they were taking the special ed kids to the bathrooms.
Oh, no.
And I walked in, and the urinals were like behind the stalls, so you couldn't see them until you walked around. And there was a kid with his pants to his ankles, so I could see his butt cheeks. And he was flushing the urinal.
Those are the best? What? Yes. What kind of response?
He was listen. He was flushing the urinal. He was flushing the urinal and drinking the water off the back of the urinal.
Oh, no.
Like straight up just like that, but that's fucking nasty.
So, I did not piss. I turned around and walked out and went back to class.
Should have just pissed in the water. Should have pissed into the water.
Yeah.
Should have just pissed in between his legs.
those kids.
And there's a water fountain outside of the fucking bathroom, like this right there.
You walk out, he's pissing in that later. Like he's pissing in the water fountain. He's got this backwards.
That's something that I always have to bring up because that's just once in a lifetime.
That is, that's interesting. You guys have like this is probably a bad topic, but do you guys have like. Like the special ed class, was that like mixed in with your regular classes in like grade school?
No.
Oh, we did.
I was in those classes.
We did. We had one kid that was fucking
back of the school
awesome.
In like a trailer area.
Oh,
lost my voice. Wow, that
America is just not great.
Yeah, we're just like put them away from everybody else. Let them live on the farm.
We had them in our regular classes, which was fucking awesome. There was one that like I absolutely loved. He was so fun to sit next to. But they always got to go play outside halfway through the day and we sat inside and I sat right next to the window. And like, I feel like every grade school has these doors where they're not like flush with the building. For some reason, there's like a 4-foot indent and then there's doors. Like, you know what I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
No.
So basically like this wall of a building,
that was weird.
The wall of a building, normally the door is just like on the wall, right? You know, does that make sense?
What?
The wall
yes,
of a building.
Yes, a door is a part of a wall.
Okay,
yes.
Well, McNasty was struggling with that. So the door was pushed back like wall. 4 feet into the wall, but the rest of the wall was still ahead. So he was outside playing his basketball.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
He was outside playing his basketball, and I could see up until that indent. And I see his ball rolling really fast towards the door, and he was chasing it. And he was running full speed, and right before it like cut off from my vision, I saw him trip, and then all I could hear was his giant smash and a window shatter, and I couldn't see what happened. And then I just hear this fucking loud scream, and all the teachers come running over, and then I just see the ball slowly roll back out of the doorstop, and I was like, oh, he definitely ate shit. He fell and fucking put his head through the glass on the door, was completely uninjured, but just like freaked out from what happened. But it was so fucking funny. I loved it.
My gym class one time was outside playing soccer, and we had this really like weird tall guy who was like 5 years older than everyone else in the class. And we were just outside playing soccer. Everyone's having a good time. And he just started beating the fuck out of this dude for no reason. Like just out of nowhere. He just like dropped him to the ground and was just pounding this dude.
That is terrible.
He didn't have a normal person.
It was just like, what the fuck? Like, out of nowhere for no reason.
Was he special needs?
I don't know.
Was Mikey, just like now a that quiet we're saying kid or something?
He wasn't too quiet that day.
I told you guys about the locker partner I had, right? Did I mention that on the podcast? The kid who would dig in his shit and then eat my food?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also knew this one kid that ate paper towels every time we went to the bathroom. This kid, we would wash our hands.
What? He was hungry. He needed a snack.
He was fat. He was not that hungry. And he would wash his hands, and then as soon as he was done, instead of throwing it away like a normal person, he would just gobble it up. He would just eat it. It was so nasty.
That is.
You know what? I bet he never got COVID because of that, so.
Yeah, he's probably dead before COVID happened.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's been a corpse.
His intestines are steel.
I wonder if his shit just wipes itself.
I was going to say, he probably doesn't even need to wipe. Yeah. He just shits out paper towels that just clean up everything.
He was the first person to think of that concept, probably.
Or maybe, because all paper towels are is wood pulp, maybe they just get compressed back into a tree branch. And he just shits out a perfectly normal tree branch.
Perfect log.
Literally like shitting a log.
Shaped like a Pringles can.
This looks like a Minecraft block.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is gross.
Have you ever tried to wipe with the paper towels before? That's just rough.
One time I shit into a trash can, and I wiped with paper towels.
Wow. That's, all right. You were you were probably what happened when one of my friends, he was taking a shit in a public bathroom, and we threw the garbage pail over the stall so it hit him while he was shitting, and as we threw it, a full-ass turd came out of the fucking garbage pail and just fucking landed on him, and the door just burst open, no pants on, just fucking screaming about a log hitting him. It's fucked up. It was probably soup shit.
It somehow made it all the way to Canada in a different trash bag.
Do you guys have a favorite toilet paper brand?
Is this really what we've devolved to?
That's
a stupid question, but
like 85 years old.
Like recently,
like a nursing home conversation.
Yeah.
What toilet paper do you wipe your ass with, Johnson?
The reason I asked is because, like 3 years ago before I did YouTube, I made $0 a month and I live with my father, so I had to suffer with his, like, cheap-ass dollar store toilet paper.
Dude, parents always do that, man.
Just they like half-ply.
I know. What's the deal with that?
Just like half-ply, well,
it's good
not
for
even
the pipes. It's good for the pipes. It doesn't get clogged.
It's just, like, thin, rough. Your finger slips through while you're wiping.
You end up with like four fingers up your butthole, though, when you wipe.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, dude, I don't know about that. I feel like you could have stopped after one went
sometimes
in.
Sometimes I just end up with a whole fist up there. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's not even my own fist.
Off and I'm jizzing everywhere.
No, but seriously, what's your guys' favorite color paper brand?
Dude, I don't know. Charmin?
Cottonelle's pretty good.
Dude, Quilton Northern?
Never heard of it. Once again, another brand you
that
speak of that no
so,
one knows about.
So
I
soft.
You, I bet you that's what Steve Vai wipes his ass with. That's what I'm
going to steal. Honestly, it's probably endorsed by Eddie Van Halen.
Okay, I want to genuinely ask this. Why is it such a problem for you guys for me to enjoy the finer things in life? Why?
Like Steve
Vai. Why am I not allowed to eat better pizza than fucking Domino's or use better toilet paper than
Cottonelle? It's because you
Cottonelle is good, you asshole.
I'm not being like condescending about
hey,
toilet paper.
I can't believe the goons
you're gonna
each
wish
other.
You had a fucking ass to wipe when I'm done with
this.
You buddy
Cottonelle is rough. Cottonelle is it's tough but it's rough.
Maybe your asshole
maybe you should fucking get a better asshole.
Yeah,
maybe
you
help you out
down.
Let dude take
if
care
I,
of you
if
I'll
I could,
take
I
care
would.
Of you baby.
Hey, I take shits in like 45 seconds flat, so you guys have no room to talk about my asshole.
So why
my
do you need like $20 toilet paper if you take shits
you,
like that?
It's not $20, it's just a brand. It's soft, and I like
times.
It.
You two times. You only need one ply.
It feels good on my butthole.
Hashtag just, McNasty only needs one ply.
So don't even use trending. Don't even use toilet
paper.
If I use
paper, one
ply, I'd
have to
notes.
Wipe like four times.
No, you just use sticky notes to wipe your ass.
Why would I do that?
Oh,
because then you could stick it to the wall when you're done.
One time, I blew my nose into a slice of bread and then folded it and took a bite out of it.
Yeah,
you are absolutely
no, you
special
didn't.
Needs.
No,
so
he,
you
told
I
us, he told us that. Yeah, that's,
I did.
That's you the second time needs. He's brought that up, so I believe that.
I threw the whole loaf on the counter, took a slice out, blew my nose, and I said, fuck it.
How fucking hammered were you when you did that?
Very.
Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense then. Nobody does that shit sober.
I just said, fuck it.
With full brain capacity.
I used to wet bread and then throw it at shit so it'd stick. Just like throw it out, throw it at random people's windows or something. Just fucking throw wet bread at shit.
What's with you throwing food?
It's just fun.
It's fun, dude. One time I threw an apple onto my friend's neighbor's house at 3 a.m. and we got in a lot of trouble. It woke him up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was very loud.
I got in trouble once for something I didn't even fucking do. A friend of mine was sleeping at my house, and by my back door is like where we keep the bananas. And he just grabbed a like bustle of bananas and just fucking whipped them over the fence as hard as he could.
A bustle of bananas.
And it bounced off my neighbor's house and landed on a glass table in his backyard and broke it. So I got
yelled at. Didn't you also throw dog turds in your neighbor's yard?
No, that wasn't me. That was my buddy who when he moved into his house, he did it to his neighbor's trampoline. My own neighbor. Okay, nice. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mick.
Good thing we have a separate audio track now. All
right, next question. Next question. What we got?
We didn't even answer this.
All right, what was it?
What was the question?
What was the weirdest
thing? Yeah, we did. The weirdest experience. Yeah, we answered that.
Oh, I guess not. Okay.
We are terrible at this.
Yeah, we are awful.
You haven't caught on yet. 16 episodes. We are. What did we do? What did we say 4 seconds ago? I can't remember.
it's like we all just have brain damage.
Questions up on the monitor. What is the question?
Yeah, you know what? We all need to get it like one of those fucking teleprompters that just tell us what the last question was. Yeah. Just like stay focused.
Like an SNL
just, like,
guy with like cards, just like pulling the cards.
Yeah, and just like just maybe like a light shock collar. So every time we get too off topic, we just get a little buzz to go back towards it. Like,
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay, if you guys could go on a world tour, who would you bring and where would you go?
I would go with Joey to McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Who is Joey?
Joey's World Tour.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
He's a guy.
He's a fat YouTuber that just like eats globs of food and makes. He goes, woo, 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 woo.
I pick!
That sounds.
So I'm surprised Soup hasn't seen Joey's World Tour.
No, I think I know who you're talking about now.
Oh, he's got some banger videos. He's like a fat Mexican dude. Have you seen his Nutella one where he eats the Nutella and he like almost pukes it up? Yeah, classic.
Just, like, downing Nutella.
What the fuck? It sounds like fucking Shoe Nice.
Sounds like a lucrative career.
He's like Shoe Nice, but he eats food and not SpongeBob stickers on an alleyway.
Dude, Shoe Nice is one entertaining motherfucker.
I loved the decline of Shoe Nice. So from like eating light bulbs to being behind an alley, literally eating SpongeBob stickers.
I saw Shoe Nice take those little candles, like the little circular ones, and do shots of them while they were lit, like the candle wax.
Oh my God.
Just like drink the lit candle. Flame and all.
He has like.
Is he on crack?
I think he has like serious mental problems.
Dude, I watched him chug like a whole fucking thing of vodka, dude. Like a whole big ass bottle of vodka.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Can you imagine how fucking like blackout drunk he was after that?
Can you imagine what his shit looks like? Imagine being his plumber, being like, yeah, there's a fucking flip flop in the pipe. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I ate that last week. Like, what the fuck?
There's a flip flop in the pipe.
Yeah, like you just never know what this guy
is. There's
ate.
Just a flip flop candles and a SpongeBob sticker.
Yeah. What the fuck's this doing?
Dude's hitting his macros. Respect.
Maybe if he was a goat.
Yeah, or a fish.
You know what's weird is Shoe Nice did all that shit where he just like chugged a bunch of alcohol. But then like Steve Will Do It started doing it. And Steve Will Do It's like a massive YouTuber now. The Shoe Nice is just like swept under the rug.
We need the buzzer. We went off topic again.
It really
what's
does
the,
not
what
take
is the
long.
Next question? We need a new question.
New
what?
Question.
We didn't even answer any of that. You just said John and McDonald's. That's all of our answers.
There's something about the world.
Oh, I forgot about the world tour thing. Yeah, that one. That's the one.
I was like, really? That's all of our answers.
Probably
like John
a minute
and 30
seconds ago.
I would take my band, I guess, and. Play shows.
Oh yeah, okay. That's see, that's a
yeah,
fair.
That makes sense.
That's
yeah.
a fair, reasonable answer.
I think the four of us should go around and do some sort of insanely scuffed comedy show.
Oh, that'd be fun as hell. Live podcast.
Yeah,
just going, dude. Can you imagine having to spend a month? We'd have to get 4 tour buses. I don't think I could live with you guys for more than an hour.
Dude, that'd be so much fun. Just take a few months and do some shows.
No, I would. It would be fun as hell.
Yeah,
like 2 months.
Get away from the house, do some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that, like, normally, but
yeah,
you don't need
a
world tour.
You don't
need a world tour to go outside.
Dude, get like a camera crew to film us every day.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah, 100%, dude. It would be great.
One in the comments section if you want us to do that when COVID's over.
Yeah.
Or we could just do it now. Fuck
no,
it.
I'm good.
Fuck it.
Take our chances.
I legally can't even go to America.
Herd immunity.
So. Okay, I don't know about herd immunity for grandpa.
Stay inside, kids.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, anywho, I don't really have an answer for this. I don't know what I'd do. Honestly, that'd probably be it. That'd be really fun. That'd probably be my answer.
Yeah, me too. I'd be lit.
All right. Well, good thing we actually answered that. We did one answer.
We spend a lot more time talking about random stuff than actually answering the question.
It's all right, though, because I feel like our viewers are probably in the same way, where after a minute they forget what we just talked about. We could probably just repeat the same topic six times in a podcast.
What animal would you
want to
be?
Oh, I got a good one.
Be?
Who would you guys go on a world tour with?
Squirrel.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I think it would be cool to go on like a scuffed comedy tour with you guys.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, like you guys are doing the repeat show.
Yeah, they're doing a bit. Yeah.
This is not a bit.
It's a good bit. All right, next question. I'm sick of this.
If you could learn any language and speak it perfectly, what would it be? McNasty already speaks Yiddish.
True.
Language. Like,
I don't think that's a language. I think that's
I want to learn it.
I don't think there's a language called click.
See, you don't know that.
Adam Sandler.
That, and that's kind of rude of you to say, so fuck you.
I wonder what language they speak on that island that's still primitive. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one under India? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one right under India. That's to the left of India.
They're like
probably just murder.
They're like the only civilization that hasn't advanced.
They probably just make noises. They probably just, ooh.
No, there's actually quite a lot of, tribes like that. That's just one of the most famous ones because they're like completely separated from mainland.
Pig
There's
Latin.
Actually quite a few. Pig Latin is not real.
I wonder what they think when they see like a plane. It's like a demon or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, people have tried to go there in helicopters and they just shot at it with bow and arrows.
Yeah.
Whenever I think about that, it makes me think of like if like ancient civilizations really did see aliens and they were just like freaked out by them. It's kind of like the same thing now where like they see, you know, a boat. And I'm like, oh my god, it's alien. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, they don't take too kindly to it because like some dude
that's weird.
Some dude was on a wreck and the boat wrecked and he was on the
island.
No, he was on the little like safety boat, like escape boat. And one of them was awake. I think it was two. Somebody can correct me in the comments. I think there's two guys. One was awake and one was asleep. And they were just going towards the island and they just got fucking rained on with arrows.
Dude, can you imagine you're like lost at sea and you're like finally some land
island,
and then you just get a spear through your fucking chest.
Yeah, it just the sky goes dark for a second, you look up and it's just like fucking just thousands of arrows. Arrows just flying
arrows.
Into your boat. Arrows.
That was so Canadian. Arrows.
I was hoping nobody caught it.
If you didn't correct yourself, I wouldn't have caught that.
Arrows.
Arrows, my moose.
Please don't shoot an arrow at my moose.
How often do you see meese?
How often did you go to school? Because clearly not enough.
Not very much. I failed high school.
Did you see Jar Jar?
Okay, well, fun fact, I've never seen a moose. In my entire life. Nope, not once.
Shit. You haven't unlocked that vision yet.
Yeah.
They're all around you. They're just invisible.
Yeah, once you're 25, you get moose vision. Yeah, I'm not high enough ranks.
Moose vision.
I'm not high enough rank. but yeah, no, I've never seen a moose. I've never been up north far enough. Like, the most up north I've ever been is a place called Tobermory.
I forget that you pretty much live in America. You're just like
I am literally more southern than, like, 30% of the states. Like,
yeehaw.
The most southern tip of Canada is like 20 minutes. No, probably like 30 yeehaw. Minutes. From me.
Southern.
So, yeah.
Where do all the rednecks live in Canada?
Like
white trash.
Like, I don't know. We don't.
Sunnyvale.
No, they don't like.
Sunnyvale Park.
Yeah, right there. We don't have like a dedicated place. They're just like random small shitty towns. Like, there's a shitty ass town near me called Harrow, and it's literally just like. Like, they fly Confederate flags even though they're Canadian. And they wear, like, MAGA hats.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're actually bottom-of-the-barrel dirt shit. But there's just like places like that that are just like around Canada.
You're pissing people off in the comments with that.
That's fine. that's fine. But I don't know. Probably the most redneck we have is like Manitoba or like something like that.
Manitoba.
You literally can't say Manitoba. I can't even say it without a Canadian accent. Yeah, I literally cannot say that word.
Unless you're Manitoba. Dude, because you can't do accents for shit.
Yeah, Dude always just... Dude talks like we all don't talk like leprechauns. Yeah, he's like, what are you fucking going... God. Like, you talk like leprechauns.
I always end up back there somehow. I could be doing Chinese, but there's one accent
you do well that I can't remember what it is.
The anime girl?
Yeah.
That is way too good.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part of that, doing that on the podcast, is there's going to be people listening in their cars and have to hear that through their car speakers. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's one like thing in a video. High
quality.
Yeah, like HQ Doom Moan. It's fucking...
You might actually turn a couple people on with that one. I want to hear you do your best...
We gotta give him like a sentence.
Give me something to say.
Yeah. Say uwu nuzzle in my F-150.
You're just trying to get me to turn you on. All right.
Let me pull my pants down.
Uwu nuzzle in my F-150.
That literally sounds like a woman. That actually made my skin crawl.
Dude. Fuck.
It was like the raspiness of it too.
It made my nipples hard. I don't know why.
I love turning you boys on.
Why is my ass cheeks growing?
It's weird that you can... You get your voice so high, it's weird. Mm-mm. It's all the dicks you've taken. All
right.
Do your deepest voice.
It's because he hides his balls in his ass.
Nuzzle in my ass.
Now you sound like a woman trying to do a man voice.
Yeah.
All right. Like maybe a normal
Deuce is
deep?
A fucking woman.
Yeah, you are. I think
you're all right, next question,
Erica.
Dude. All right, what's the next question?
I don't know. I ran out of questions. I asked language, and nobody gave an actual answer. You just did the clicky podcast thing. Yeah, this is... What?
Shutting down.
Next question. Fucking robots.
Next question.
What's your least favorite TV show? Because that reminded me of The Big Bang Theory, and that is my least
favorite
TV show.
Installing updates.
This may take several minutes.
Fuck my ass.
String pentatonic scales with our mouth.
What is your guys' favorite color?
Man butt.
Black.
If your color's green?
Okay, so you're going to judge me for my favorite color, too. All right, what is the richest color, McNasty?
Your favorite color's green, you fucking loser. You absolute fucking moron. You like the color green? Fuck you.
Every time McNasty asks me anything, he's be like, oh, man, what color is the sky, blue?
I've never heard anybody that...
He just checks if Steve Vai had a guitar in that color. Nope.
Your favorite color fucking sucks.
Most of his guitar is green, so... Oh, actually, it's white. Anyways, I've never met anybody if their favorite color is green. That's why I was just like shocked by that.
Well, now you did, and you're going to
really
judge
not that
the first
fucking
one.
Shocking.
Yep.
No, it's really like not a... anything like.
I'm surprised you don't have like a whole razor setup. It's like black and green.
I do have a whole razor setup.
Yeah. Have you not seen his?
This is the dumbest conversation.
He literally
I've ever
posted
to.
A picture of his setup.
I can't
on Twitter,
believe too. Everything in your house isn't your two favorite colors.
You're a fake green
fan.
You're not a real green fan unless you shit green and then wipe it on your wall.
Well, you do eat a lot of shallot, so maybe you got some points there. You eat a lot of greens.
Shallot.
I'm just gonna not talk. I'm just gonna introduce the podcast and then not talk the whole time.
God, dude, that is the best thing ever.
Podcast just went way up in quality.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What's your favorite color? What's
your
favorite color?
What's
your
favorite color, rich ass?
Mine?
Yeah.
Gold, platinum,
green.
Diamond. What?
What?
Shut the fuck up. You're lying.
I'm joking. It's not.
Yeah, it's red. I know it's red.
Yeah, it's red, yeah.
You guys could be Mario and Luigi for Halloween.
Luigi?
Italian
like
rapper?
Fat Italian bitch.
Luigi. It just reminds me of like an Italian SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, yeah, Luigi.
Yeah, Lil Gwitty on the beat.
Lil Gwitty.
Can we please get another question?
Lil Gwitty and Meatball on the beat.
I can feel my brain leaking out of my ear hole.
All right, but what's your favorite color, though, Sue?
Oh, dude, I said black.
All right. Brain matter color.
Southern guy. Favorite color, black. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
That does
robe
not
white.
Check out.
Red, white, and blue, bitch.
Red and blue. Good times.
I'm a communist. Next question, please.
Okay. We still don't have another question since the last time we asked for next question.
What's your?
How many times have you?
Where's your G-spot? How much is
What's the?
How much would you pay for a rubber duck?
Probably like $3 tops.
What's the square root?
Maybe one loony.
maybe a loony and a toony combined.
If I'm at the loony store,
duck.
I can get three of them.
Hey, they're still called dollar stores.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The loony store.
I will go to the dollar store and take a fucking photo of it. We have Dollarama and the dollar store.
But loony, you don't pay in dollars. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why do they accept only U.S.
That's
currency?
Like North Korea, dude,
they
where they put up the fake fucking food.
Our money is still called dollars. We
it's
just
not.
Call
you
our
said
coins.
It's called loonies.
We call our coins the loonie and the toonie because it has a loon on it.
What does the loony bin mean in Canada? Is it like a
it's like a swear jar?
Like just a bin full of like $1 DVDs?
Like we actually had that at Blockbuster.
Oh my god.
We had the loony bin. Yes, we had the loony bin. It was literally dollar movies
cringe.
At Blockbuster.
Oh,
cringe culture.
I can't believe I just like, that's the most specific thing I think I've ever said in my life, and it's real.
Completely real. Like 100% real thing that actually existed.
Bin.
Yeah.
The loony bin.
Yeah,
the
I'm
loony
really bin. Disappointed they're not called the loony store, though. Like,
I know.
That just,
missed
that's
opportunity.
A lost market.
Yeah.
Are Looney Tunes just like $1 songs on iTunes in Canada?
All right, you're done. That's it. We're voting him off the podcast. We legally can vote him off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that was a stretch, McNasty. We
a cartoon or cartoons, $2 cars. Please, next topic.
What's your favorite Mio flavor?
None.
You're the only one who drinks Mio, you fucking
what's
white
your
tennis
soda?
Mom.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, really? Mountain Dew YouTube? I would never guess.
Because it's green?
I hate everything about this.
Why do you
I
hate me
Mountain
because
Dew.
Of my favorite color, dude? That's...
I didn't. I was just so surprised by it. It wasn't... I didn't. I promise.
This
podcast
I like
is
Mountain
bad.
Dew, though.
This is,
your,
the,
wait,
this is the
what's
best
your favorite
podcast.
Mountain Dew flavor?
Just original.
Oh my god, he's gonna have god. Something to say about that. Yeah, there it is. You don't like Code Red? Code Red is so much
you don't like it with gold flakes in it?
Bless is the best.
No, LiveWire, god, you're so fucking terrible.
God, you don't drink it with a $100 bill in
the
bottom?
Can we get
any
question?
No,
I don't
want
any reaction out of you. I don't want you to talk to me.
I've asked like four questions in a row.
Blarg, you're in control here.
Why am I in control? I don't want to be in control.
You can bring this back on the rails, Blarg. It's
up to you.
What color are your toenail trimmers? Mine are chrome.
Blarg, please.
Mine are chrome, too.
Blarg, please help us.
Yours are black, huh?
Blarg, don't give in! Find a new question!
That's so weird.
Blarg, please.
That's so weird.
Hold on, I'm looking for a question.
Unbelievable.
Hold on. Oh, I'm gonna find one.
I just like nice things.
You getting that aggressive about black was a little sus.
They're
black. How dare you? Not my president.
Okay.
I can't find a topic. Can we just end it during the yelling?
No. We cannot end with that.
It has been 1 hour and 1 minute.
What is your favorite battery?
That's what you came up with?
Duracell, motherfucker.
The fact that I'm being
you
the same
Duracell?
One here.
You use
Duracell? What is your favorite? What's your favorite printer brand? Mine's HP.
HP. HP Jet.
Is there
you're
any
a
other
guy.
Printer brand? Oh, Epson, I think, is one.
Oh, yeah, Epstein.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, my printer killed itself. It's weird. The FBI broke in.
My
printer
don't
worry.
Fucking with kids.
Yeah.
What
was your favorite Guitar Hero controller? That's a good one.
The Les Paul.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
The wireless one?
The wireless white Les Paul. And I put my little stickers on it, so it had like stickers.
I like the Explorer. That's my favorite.
Of course it was.
I mean, that's kind of like everybody's favorite. What about you, dude? Don't you have the SG?
Yeah, I have a red SG one that's from like the PS2 one. That one's probably the one I've used the most, but I think the one that I liked the most was the black one, the wireless one. But the dongle broke, so I just never replaced it.
Oh, the one that, like, it wasn't a real guitar. It was just kind of like a random shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
that's fair.
What about you?
I actually,
I like the one with the whammy bar on it.
The Les Paul.
You mean all of them?
Oh, I thought that was just the Les Paul that had it.
They all had them since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Well, you know, I'm not prejudiced, so.
Oh.
That's fair.
That's surprising to find out.
Okay. Yeah, really. Anywho.
Especially what's your neck
actually, okay, well, I know McNassie's answer here, but since we talked about guitars, what is your favorite guitar brand / model? I know yours
ESP.
Is ESP. Really? Yours is ESP.
ESP. Yeah, it's most expensive guitars.
I think right now, Ibanez, the premium RG one that I bought, is probably my favorite guitar right now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I have the, I really like the RGD, but honestly, dude, I've really been like, when I've just been grabbing a guitar to doodle, I've been grabbing the PRS lately. I don't know why. Yes. I like it. Yeah, it feels really good. The neck is a bit chonk. Which
I feel like I would
of,
really but. Like the PRS that Herman Lee has because he has it built to like Ibanez specs.
Yeah, I mean, didn't
I know it has like a thin neck on it. It's matte. It's not all shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to sand mine down. But doesn't Periphery use PRSs? They probably have thin necks on most of theirs.
I don't know.
No, doesn't Misha Man sure uses a Jackson?
Does he?
Yeah, he uses a signature Jackson. I used to have one, but I sold it.
For some reason, I always thought they used PRSs, but I like them. It's
like a $4,000 fucking Jackson Juggernaut or whatever it's called.
Really?
I got a good question. Someone wants to know how do learn how to sing. I feel like that's a wholesome question.
Oh, I didn't. I literally just decided to sing because I wanted to put.
I feel
it
like
okay.
That's kind of how I was. I like after just being better at guitar and understanding like pitch range and shit.
Yeah.
Or what is it called? Relative pitch. Like you kind of just understand that with your voice after learning on guitar. I mean, I'm not a better singer than you are, but
well, I used to make music like solely as my project before I did like YouTube, I wanted to put lyrics on songs, so I just started singing. I never took lessons or anything. I don't know how to like properly do anything with my voice. I just tried.
You have a very good. Vocal tone. Like that's I feel like that's something you kind of have to be born with.
Here
like
we
I've
go.
Heard people
nasty
that,
sucking off dude again.
I've heard
no,
people
no,
that
let
can
me have
sing.
This. Let me have this.
I've heard people that can sing good and on key, but they just don't have that tone, you know? I feel like you have like a good
Well, a lot of the time when people stretch to get like a certain range, they usually lose a bit of their like tone and consistency.
Yeah.
Who's got good consistency?
See, I'm lucky that I sing metal because I have like natural distortion in my voice whenever I get loud.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just fucking
it's fitting
scream
for you.
You just scream, yeah.
I did metal vocals for like 2 years and I fucking loved it. And I took lessons after I quit music, like after I left my band and stuff. And I was doing it pretty wrong back when I used to actually do it in the band. And I learned how to use it or how to do it and like properly use my diaphragm and get my like maximum natural range. And then I haven't used it ever since then. I've wanted to do more stuff with it, but just like, it's not just something that you can like, especially because I can do cleans, but like I never really focused on just cleans. Like I'm more so focused on like kind of like fry singing.
Right.
So like, I don't know. It's,
we should
it's,
all do
it's
a,
not inhaling.
We should all do a country song together.
Yeah,
put our own style of vocals. I'm down.
I would be a beast.
Just like a country beat breakdown.
Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the lake. Let me fish among the trees.
That is awful. That could pass as an actual country song.
Oh yeah, that would be a hit. That'd be number one, top of the charts.
You should let your viewers hear the version where it's like. Fill my butt with coon. I'm going to use that as an outro for one of my videos that you're in, for sure.
They're going to have no idea. There's no context.
You don't need context. You played it on stream. I literally clicked on Dude's stream, and I heard that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, people were asking me, like, because I was talking about the other versions of the... Because they all sent me... I mixed the whole thing, so they all sent me their parts and stuff, and so I was like, oh, what can I do with this? And you know, just yeah. So I would send them updates on it, and I sent them a random version. I was like, hey, guys, this is done. No context. I was like, listen to it really good, and let me know what you guys think. And they listened to it, and I literally downloaded gay porn and like clipped it and like sampled it and threw it in there so that they're
acting like you didn't already have.
Yeah,
it
downloaded gay porn 2 months ago and then decided to
go. I consulted the archives on my computer.
Or like just turned on your microphone. On the radio.
But I showed it to Marcus, who did the piano playing for it, And he thought it was me jacking off. That's what he thought. I recorded myself moaning.
I mean, that's not really like a stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not, but I just didn't think he would. I didn't think he'd come to that conclusion.
And he's like, yep, that, leave it. I like it. That's the one, ship it.
Oh, he liked it.
You need to upload that on like April Fool's or something.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's fucking
I'm secretly, Dew's writer.
That's a record right there, baby.
I'm Dew's manager.
I can see the audio spike right there. Look, it's 3 seconds long. Burp. Wow, I'm pressure.
Do you just like being the center of attention if it hasn't happened in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You just need to burp.
Yeah, you're like
sort of dominance.
You're like a dog who hasn't been pet in a few minutes.
I got a question. I got a good one.
Can we kill
how would you guys spend your life if all four of you were reborn as quadruplets?
Is that a real word?
Quadruplets? Dude, we would actually
kill the other three.
We'd have the sickest band ever. We'd probably just all make music together if we just
How do you say it? How do you pronounce that?
Quadruplets.
Quadruplets.
Yeah.
Quadruplets.
It looks like it's spelled like quadruplets.
So is that is this saying like we were all born together or we are stuck together?
We're combined, four heads on a body.
Dude, we could make
sick.
Dude, our intestines would be rotted.
We'd have Dew eating his walnut of the day and McNasty just jacking down 40 pounds of meat.
Honestly, I wonder what we would look like, because if
we'd be so ugly, dude.
Oh yeah, we'd absorb certain parts of each person, so like one arm would be like,
can we keep the long hair, all four of us?
Fuck no.
No, hell no.
I would love that.
We all gotta have my hair.
No way.
God, we'd look like a Photoshop Billy Ray Cyrus, just like fucking jacked up to shit.
That's real funny, Blarg. We'd look like a little bitch if it was all you. Fuck you.
Wow,
that could have been a lot more creative. I'm gonna be honest with you. That could have been a bit better. A little weak.
Really just phoning it
guys,
in here.
I want you guys to have my southern thighs.
What the fuck is southern thighs?
I want your feet in my mouth.
Okay.
I think we should end. Happen. I think we should end this.
No, we shouldn't. I'm having a fun time.
It's been a minute and 8 seconds. I mean, a minute.
We could talk about this for like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
It's been a minute
welcome to the shortest podcast, guys. It's been a minute and 8 seconds. We are going to leave.
We don't have to end it right at an hour. People are probably enjoying this.
Yeah. No, they're not. You're lying to yourself and everyone around you.
I'm having a good time.
Oh, God. I just don't like being around the goons because my IQ.
I'm here for a long time, not a good time, you know.
Someone asked, why do Americans say on accident instead of by accident? Is it like Blarg? Can you tell us what that means?
I feel like I say both depending on context. Yeah, I feel like I say that, like depending on context, I'll say either. But it's so hard for me to say because like. Dude, I'm so I've grown up with U.S. news and like TV shows my whole life. Like, we get American stations because we literally are fucking Detroit. Like, where I live is entering Detroit. So it's like I've always had American stuff. So like I use Fahrenheit instead of Celsius. Like, I don't know.
Do you use miles per hour?
No. Well, I know both. Like I can understand both pretty easily, which is nice.
What about like inches and feet?
Yeah. Yeah. I can, I know all that well.
So have we talked about how the Misfits management is over us now? Like, have we told people want to know what exactly
that
means?
We mentioned that last time.
We kind of talked. No, yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. How now it means we're best friends with Fitz and Swagger.
Right.
And the Misfits house.
Well, like, what does it actually mean? People want to know what it actually means, though.
Well, essentially, they are our management, so they will help us with deals for the podcast. They did all the art. They will oversee any creative ideas we have. They will do merch with us. They will do any, if we actually did want to make that tour we joked about a real thing, they would be a part of that. They will essentially be doing everything behind the scenes for
right,
us.
Right, yeah.
So that basically describes their job. We are not in any way actually connected with the Misfits, like the Misfits. We are Misfits Management, which is a completely separate brand that the Misfits happen to be under, but we are not in any way making out with Fitz. Maybe making out with Fitz. Okay, we're making out with Fitz.
We wish we could, but that's probably not happening.
Okay, I got another question. Did you guys ever pull any pranks on your teachers in school?
this one was kind of mean. We broke our teacher's chair, and then she sat on it and fell.
Some guy at my school put eye drops into a teacher's coffee.
That's not good.
That's almost killed him.
Actually, wait, really? Really fucked up.
Wait, aren't eye drops just like...
They're like, diuretic. They make you fucking... Or not diuretic. They make you shit, don't they?
Well, that would be a diuretic.
Yeah. That would
doesn't diuretic make you piss?
No, well, diuretic no. just
dehydrates you. Let me look up drinking eye drops Reddit.
Diuretic just makes you dehydrate. Yes, like, it dehydrates you. So it does make you shit or, you know, anything like that.
Well, apparently... Some are saying that it can cause vomiting, and then they say some won't cause shitting. I think it depends
like,
on the brand.
So, like, brand from brand.
Just yeah, don't drink eye drops is probably the consensus.
Yeah.
I fucking love people that, like, used to use eye drops after getting high, and it was so obvious that they're still high because their eyes are red, but now they're just watery as fuck. I remember one time my dad came home from a concert, and he was clearly high out of his mind. And he got to, like, the kitchen counter, and I was like, oh, how was your night? And, like, this was before weed was, like, fully legalized in Canada, so he was trying to kind of be, like, low-key and, like, you know, hide it from me. Not really hide it, but just not make it obvious. So, like, he went up to the counter where he usually puts his keys and stuff like that, and he went to reach into his pocket and grab his keys and put them on the counter. But he grabbed out these Visine eye drops. He was like, yeah, concert was good. And he put them on the table, stopped talking, stared at him for, like, 15 seconds, giggled, went, oh, wait. And then put his keys there and just walked to his bedroom. It's like the Visine. Why? What is even the point of the Visine when you're that high? Like, what is even?
Yeah, you ain't fooling
I've
nobody.
Never. Like, people in high school used to do that. You used to get high as fuck, and then they just put an eye drop in and be like, okay, I can go to class. And then you just sit there in class and fucking stare at the ceiling for 25 minutes. Like, what? The eye drops aren't helping, bro. Just give up.
Maddie Bones won't, or Maddie Bonds wants to know how we like our eggs.
I don't.
Fertilized. I don't like eggs.
Crushed under my feet.
Yeah. Thrown at the teacher's head as a prank.
.com.
.gov.
.net.
.org.
.edu.
There are a lot of comments that just say onion, and they all have one upvote.
Why?
Yeah, what was that all about?
What was that about?
Did we mention onion or something?
I think I said at the end of the last one, if you got this far, comment onion. So this time it'll be mustard.
Yeah, if you got this far, comment...
Mustard. Why do all the onion comments have one upvote? What is going on?
Dude, they probably the boys all liked their
yeah,
own.
They're liking
this
their
is
own,
so, like,
yeah.
Culty. Like, I feel like we're a cult at this point.
We really are. Can you imagine us as cult leaders? That'd be so fun. Let's buy a big farm property and just start a cult.
Yeah. Or a cunt.
That's
let's start a cunt.
Yeah, that needs to be
that's
censored.
That's a censored word.
That needs to be censored.
Yeah, but it's an hour and like 15 minutes into the fucking
nope.
video.
Nope, censor
doesn't
that.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
Censor it.
Someone commented.
We're Australian, it's okay.
Someone
am I?
Said,
someone oh, am said, I? I'm Australian.
Someone said gay leprechauns, if you guys were curious.
I was right,
we
actually
need to end this podcast really
we're
badly.
Just, like, reading off words on the comment section now. Somebody said, hey,
this
how you
guy's
doing?
Profile
I like
this picture is a doge.
Also, shout out to all the people that said happy birthday soup and fuck Blarg.
Yeah, y'all real ones.
Bunch of bitches. Okay, yeah, and the
comment,
fucking podcast.
Comment mustard. Comment mustard if you made it this far, and then
yep,
soup,
mustard.
Do your
Let's
thing.
See a big mustard.
Yeah, like the video on YouTube. Download this on Spotify. Subscribe. Comment mustard. Subscribe for more. And subscribe.
Turn on the bell.
Subscribe.
Personalized notifications. You got to subscribe three different ways now. It's really stupid.
Subscribe to soup.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You'll regret that.
Unsubscribe to Joey's World Tour.
Don't do that either. Yeah,
subscribe to Badlands Chugs.
Subscribe.
Yep, do that. Do
yeah,
that.
Subscribe to those two guys. You will not regret it. Yeah. And Matt Stoney's
pretty cool
too.
They're both combined 1,000 pounds.